Welcome to the podcast again. Today we have a very special guest on the would you like to introduce yourself?
Mario.
So yeah, we have Neon Donnie here with us today.
Real?
Or Donnie, by the way.
Any first words?
Any first words?
Okay. My first words are STD stands for subscribe to my mother.
Don't let anybody tell you.
Okay, you
do. I'd like to say that this gameplay is terrible, so.
My gameplay is.
I wish you were streaming my gameplay, buddy.
He's playing Goat Simulator for someone's out there.
What do you mean?
This game's the.
I'm hilarious.
Oh my god.
Zoo, read a mama.
It's now 2021.
New York.
I thought you were about to say New York as well. You're not in New York.
2021, and
I'm actually in.
We have some New Year's resolutions to make. Okay. So I'd like to start off with Neon Dakey for his resolution.
You want to start with me? I don't even know. Probably like. My job, probably something like Big 14 and trying to get it better.
Okay, what about you, Neon?
Okay, first of all, I just want to say I'm getting decimated by the snowboard simulator. Second of all, mine's probably also recording editing and stuff.
And
oh, never mind. Sorry, I'm sorry.
And I want to hit 300 subscribers or more. You thought that was so funny.
True, true, true.
Or should I say,
all right,
ha!
All right. My resolution is to win. My
your resolution to play Goat Simulator.
Yep, I'm gonna start playing Goat Simulator once a week.
Right.
Should I make a Goat Simulator
game? Yeah. You can't even let him do his resolution.
Is that even a question? Like, I don't know what to tell you. Of course, duh.
Anywho.
What's this game? It's so fun. It's embarrassing.
Anywho, what's your resolution?
Maybe. Just to play Goat Simulator once a week. So yeah. I just died in my
game.
So. Start this off. What do you want to talk about? No, Neon Donnie, because you're the guest.
Oh yeah.
I'm thinking of topics because I figured you guys were gonna have to.
Shut up.
Oh. We should talk about. Believe it or not, ghost.
Okay.
I just phased through a piece of glass. This game is flawless.
Alright, is that it?
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh, you're not in. I just want to say, on the top of the hotel in a new funny, where it's called, it has this absolute banger of a song. I just want to say.
Alright.
Okay, just tell me.
Are you glad that 2020 is over?
Yeah. I think that 2020 will be a little better if people weren't so brain dead.
Gonna be better, but not like I don't think it's possible to get worse this year. I think it's definitely gonna be better, but I don't think it's gonna be like a bad
thing. I think a lot of people just because they're like they just consider every bad thing that happened this year to go 2020. A lot of people think that nothing bad's gonna happen in 2020.
which probably isn't, it's pretty fucking...
There's no in between. Either they either think it's gonna be terrible in 2021, or they think it's gonna be great. Like, I've never heard one person say, I think it's gonna be a pretty average year.
I think it's gonna be like 2018, you know? Nothing like...
It's not gonna be 2016.
2016 was amazing.
Yeah, because we got such gems
besides
in Infinite Warfare.
Well, that's a good thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, Cam! Ah!
The 21 hit. Oh, damn it, I missed the checkpoint.
Would hate to hear you say that.
You would?
21?
A lot of people have way too high of expectations.
Like,
did you see like some of the
viewers
who party this last night?
Buddy.
Yeah. A lot of them were not using COVID precautions, all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I'm gonna shut up for the rest of the podcast now. Goodbye.
Man's about to lay down my hammer.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, well, obviously, like, the vaccine. It's gonna take a while to reach everybody. I'd say maybe by like August, it should be.
Yeah.
Just about done with.
I'm saying
there's like new viruses around the world. I don't think they're gonna be as bad. Cause there's like a lot of new viruses that break out every year, but none of them are super too bad.
Remember when? But now we're
in COVID. Yeah, for like a month and then like
yeah.
I'm sorry, but I think it's stupid that like the sports, like, I don't know about you guys, but April is when I got kids when they like made up to school online in school. Right? Yeah. All the way in April. And then they just wanted their lot of us to go back into actual school this year, even though COVID's gotten worse. Make much sense. Yeah.
Teachers weren't prepared for that, you know? So
yeah.
They didn't have really the skill to do online, help teach. It's cheat online too. Like, tell me you got cheat online.
I have not.
Really? Every single person I've ever talked to that does online has cheated at least once.
Dude, I cheated. It's the-
You're bad.
That was embarrassing.
Online would be easy, but I would learn zero.
Yeah. It's just embarrassing.
It's not that hard to put on a mask. Like, it's not that hard. And no, the worst part, the worst people are the ones who put it under their nose.
I hate it. That's it.
I don't get people complain like, oh, I can't breathe. It's 2 full hours without a mask.
Like, buddy, deal with it.
I could be sprinting a marathon and wear 5 masks. It'd be
fine. Stay home. Place across where I work to the bar. They have a
your mic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your mic.
They don't wear masks. They don't. tight.
And I get that, but you're endangering other people.
Yeah, you're working at a mall.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad that...
Damn. So what about like Neon? What's gonna be happening with Neon?
A favorite. I would like to see that. There's
gonna be a lot more series.
Yeah.
From all of us.
True. Actually,
I know that Donnie and Solid already made a trailer for this.
Yeah,
that episode actually.
We also started another series that we can only do when he comes over to my house last night.
Cuphead?
It's Cuphead.
Oh, yeah, he told us.
If you know anything about Solid, you know, Cuphead is not his favorite game in the world.
Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah.
He rages a lot. I feel like
if you want to know something about me, it's also not my favorite game in the world. I'll say this, for some reason, it took just an embarrassing amount of time to get done with that.
Okay, the first one.
And once I was done, I literally accidentally threw my controller and I hugged it. It was fun.
Great.
Oh, you know what else? You know what else? We should talk about this podcast.
For a young man, bitch.
No.
I don't even care.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did you make that idea? Why would you think that?
He texts me on Discord. Whoa! I just hit the elevator and go sit in it.
I just killed that run!
What? I literally hit the elevator.
I don't know.
I care, I'm crazy.
Well, again, there's going to be a lot more series, and I think it's going to be...
Yeah.
You want to come out on
top, you're going to have to take some risks. Dodge obstacles,
go for the big cliff jumps. Not... Ride the okay, spoiler alert, alright? But, maybe do a Saints Row series as collectively as...
Spoiler,
wow. That's a spoiler alert.
You just told the entire story.
That's a spoiler alert.
Yeah,
which actually feels much. I will say this, I think Neon is gonna be even better if we can get us all the puzzles in here.
I stand by that.
Alright, sound good.
I'm not even close to getting the silver man.
Oh, yeah, hopefully you get way better. Like,
oh, I'm dead. Sorry.
Me and Don, he said it. It's 20. So yeah, I'm hoping. Also, I'm going to put it in the 300 out.
You guys should ask what
I'm saying. Why did you get into YouTube?
Jack Sauer cooking with gasoline. Oh, that was a great run. And
would
more
like
than
tell
to put
the backstory behind Jacksepticeye.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Not like why you wanted to go.
Just like his backstory.
Like his backstory. Not anything to do with his backstory.
Oh, Jack. He was born in Ireland.
So, Donnie over here used to be chronically addicted to
Jacksepticeye. Like it was bad.
Like it was bad.
Let's just say, nicotine addicts have nothing on
it. All on there. Like, there's all those, like, kids who are like, oh my god, I have a kid to be.
No, what he?
Or twice.
Like, he's a fanboy.
No, I get it. So, yeah, it was really bad. Like, it was like, it was honestly worse than some of the things.
Yeah.
Like,
how did he?
I remember this point when you're watching Jackson Sky. I wasn't enjoying what I was watching. I just felt like I had to watch it. Like, I was so bored. I was actually mad that I was bored. I just did not want to watch it. But I watched it. Anyways, guys, I'm getting the elevator.
How did he influence me?
He was doing YouTube and I'm like, wow, I can do that.
So what was your first ever video?
First vlog. And it's also not posted, it's just private.
That video?
Spicy.
Viewers probably won't know what I'm talking about.
This is my first video.
You should.
I'm uploading this. I tried so many times on my phone that I just didn't want to. You know the secret about that phone?
What?
It was my dad's old phone, and it didn't work.
What?
Dude.
But yeah,
I think,
you should bring back Jack Billy.
I knew it. Fucking knew it. My oldest favorite video is definitely Jack and Billy, that series.
Spicy.
You should unspice it.
Those videos are not like this.
Yeah, it's not like this.
Those videos weren't all the just hit off face of the earth.
You deleted those instead of like
this?
Why do you do that?
It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing that I would ever think to upload a video like that. But I will say it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Isn't there ghost simulator speedruns?
I don't know how, but probably. So, I just need a new
car. Oh yeah, they're coming out with a car. Those totally original jokes that say,
the Apple car has windows.
Well, that's the first Apple product with windows, I'm just saying. And then like underneath it.
I hate the people who got mad at them not including the charger in the box. Oh my god, the iPhone 12. Dude. People. iPhone.
It's just gonna come with instructions.
We just snagged an invite to another Red Bull get together called Cold Rush. You'll be going up against the world's best skiers at the ultimate free ski competition.
No, next time,
let's go
next time
win ourselves
gonna have to
some respect
the,
and
gonna
show
have to build
them what
the
you
entire,
got.
Like, Empire of Rome before you're able to buy the iPhone.
Yeah. It's gonna be bad.
And don't stick on iPhones. Like.
Yeah, buy it. Buy it. Literally,
yeah,
don't buy an iPhone. There you go.
People do make it sound bad.
It's like when the new 3DS XL. People got so mad. But if you're upgrading, so wait a second.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We're very good at this podcasting.
We are.
Yeah, it's good though. We didn't really play this out.
Yeah. I played with Donnie. He makes me nervous a lot.
No, my bad.
Oh my god, bro. So, you know how earlier we were talking about, like, how embarrassing that was for him?
Help!
Do you have any embarrassing stories? Neon thing?
Well, I have some embarrassing stories.
In kindergarten, I didn't know how to zip up. we were using the restroom.
Wait, time out. How do you not know how to?
No.
Like, I get the out. We were using pies. I was doing everything normally. And I was like, actually, it's my zipper up. But I can't tell in the hallway. I was like, no.
Frizzle.
By the way, And
then she just.
She just come here and she just did it up. I never one of the most embarrassing things.
Was like everybody watching or?
Yeah.
They probably like
snickered and that's what they were doing.
Wait.
Yeah, really good job.
So what about you, Donnie?
Okay.
Do you have any more?
So, yeah, I got some good ones. It does originate from kindergarten, so believe it or not. For some reason, I just couldn't grasp the concept that I could ask the teacher to go to the bathroom. So I would just pee myself for like a week straight.
For real.
And I got sent home. Yeah.
Wait! You just didn't ask it.
Yeah.
I sent home. Oh, wait.
I never do that.
A week straight. And then I remember the next week when my mom came, I was like ready to go home. And then she's like, "Man, you're not gonna go home. You're just gonna stay here." And I'm like, "Oh." And then it never happened again. Yeah, I took the trousers. Yeah, but after
you
she
did that once,
I'm like, "Stop."
What?
Like, did you ask her or did you just stop pee?
I just did it. I just didn't ask.
Oh yeah. Hey,
pretty
bad. Yeah. See, before this podcast, I thought of a really good example, and I completely forgot what that example was.
Oh, I have a great story. I'm just kidding.
No, you don't have anything else. Can you think of anything while I'm trying to think of mine?
I'm trying to.
What about you, Don? Alright.
How am I going to do it? I had to go to a new school. Okay. Great. Oh, I went to the new school. My name was going, Danny, okay? And it's a talent show. And, I just got one this time. But kind of like a new thing, you know? But I ended up for it. I was doing my, I can't see, by the way. It was that clear.
Really bad speech impediment.
I just want to debunk the theory that you can't sing. Such videos as Alex Redstone singing are debunked by theory, so. Oh, so you kind of.
I got one of those. was the dramatic song by Tupolskis, okay? And the only reason I got into the talent show is because my music teacher thought the song was funny. That's the only reason why I got into it.
The teacher was snickering, she's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
It's so funny, we need to go to this challenge show.
I was all prepared, I was ready.
Let it be quick!
Amazing. Until I heard it back, I was like... But what, you know what also makes my confidence? Like, after the talent show, I went to the bathroom, and some kid walked in, and he was like, yo. You're pretty good, dog. He's like, bro. Oh.
He's like, GG,
that was a real one.
That was great.
Like, yeah, we've not made a deal on the bathroom.
Are you still friends with that man? Watch, it was like.
He was like, you see, okay, YouTube, pull out something.
And then they were like, okay, okay.
Okay.
I think I remember mine.
Please tell me it's the fart story.
Okay, shut up.
We'll tell that one later.
We'll do that one later, okay?
I'm gonna tell that one.
Okay. So, this was about... I think it was kindergarten. Yeah, I think it was kindergarten again. Now...
I wasn't that smart.
I was one of those
kindergartners who, like,
I used to use big words so I sounded smart, right? Like, I don't know, like,
what's a big word for
a kindergartner?
A good one
for a kindergartner probably is like party.
Yeah.
Instead of saying like,
oh, that's gross, I'd be like, yikes, that would be rather, that rather disgusting, my guy, you know?
My young man.
My fellow.
My fellow appointment.
Now.
That would be rather disgusting.
I'm trying to remember the embarrassing part was.
You guys do something for you all.
You probably said something like a hilarious joke about like someone's mama. Like, your mama's so stupid that she's dumb.
Okay, yeah. That actually kind of twisted to whatever I was thinking. Okay, so I used to think this isn't really embarrassing, but my kindergarten self used to think the old mama jokes were like the ultimate. Comical equal yo mama. I think of really bad ones and think I was like Gandhi or something.
Gandhi's a little terrible.
Your mama is so stupid that she is
she turned into Gandhi.
Oh yeah, your mom is so fat that she eats a lot more than normal people do.
So what's that?
Ah!
I didn't catch it.
She eats more than,
Wait a minute,
more than
cat. Come on,
today.
It won't bite. I promise.
Anyway,
she eats rather. No, she's talking like all kinds of things. She eats munchies. Yeah. Rather large.
Your mother is so fat that we
concerned for her health.
Mamba.
Your mom has such a weight issue. Just rather frequently.
You're so stupid.
True.
Funny.
Yeah, that's
That was it!
You got
that's your embarrassing story.
Embarrassing part.
No, I forgot what the embarrassing part was.
The embarrassing part that you thought, Yo Mama. You probably watch Yo Mama every day in class.
Oh, no, no.
Yo,
okay, okay, okay,
okay, okay, okay.
So here's the embarrassing part, okay? So again, I used to use like big words, alright? Yes, that's nothing. So, it sounded really upset that it wasn't about Yo Mama. You're like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, anyways, I used to use massive words and think I was so smart, okay? Now, again, I'm in, like, kindergarten here, so I mix up my words.
So, like, that, right? a big word for him was, like, a truck. Truck. Truck.
Okay, okay, well, okay, this reminds me of a new story. Okay,
time out.
Oh, my
there's
God.
One spelling test, okay? No.
Oh, my
there's
God.
One spelling test where one of the words were food, okay? And I was the only single person. The word was booth, right? Like at like restaurant,
like
okay.
A ticket booth.
Yeah, ticket booth.
Now,
and I was the only. Got it right, and I was like bragging. Right?
You were probably, you know that picture of like Mickey Mouse where his brain is just large. That's how you were when you spoke booth, right?
Yeah.
That's
one of the words with herb, okay.
What?
The capital of the E, herb.
Did you cheat?
Ooh, I would have been.
And then I, my teacher. And someone forgot herb, right?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Now there's something I wasn't expecting.
Nice.
Time to carve right. Some fresh powder.
Can I say something real quick? My goat simulator just crashed.
Your Xbox could not handle goat simulator.
My Xbox
run
just crashed ghost.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm gonna send an email to Microsoft. Like, fuck it. The Xbox cannot run Uno or goat simulator. What are you doing?
Anywho.
Alright, back to my story. Okay, so anyways, I can use massive words. One example is coagulant, okay?
Okay.
It's a big word, alright?
Dude, the biggest coagulant was probably like third grade was gigging it, and I thought it was hilarious.
I don't even know what that means.
Pretty obvious.
So again, I used to mess up these words a lot. And one time, there's this one girl who left the classroom to use the bathroom, right? And now she was gone for like 15 minutes. And the teacher's like, okay, like, buddy, like, she just needs to go pee. Like, what's taking her so long? And I said in front of the entire class, you know what? Well, at least what I meant to say was, you know what? She's probably contemplating about something, like, right? But. I mixed up the words contemplate and masturbate, right? I said for a whole class. He's probably masturbating.
Wait, in kindergarten?
Yes!
Hey there! Wanna join me out here?
I mean, probably Jordan or Megan.
Yeah, your teacher was
anyways,
like...
She was like...
Yeah,
she was speechless. I was like, what? What's so wrong about that word? She's like, that's a bad word. You don't want to say that. And I was like, what? That's not a bad word. Am I thinking of a different word? She's like, probably, if I'm being completely honest. And I was like,
no, go to the office.
I'm sorry.
I'm just keeping it for now.
My kindergarten was a real one.
She would give
us all candy, she would like, when she would give out candy, she'd give me like always like the best candy. She's the best teacher I've ever had.
Thank you.
That's my answer. I said masturbate for this one. And nobody else knew it, well, like, I bet somebody at least had to know. But, like,
no,
nobody else, like,
I can tell you now.
Like,
nobody
on their facial expressions, nobody looked at it, nobody knew what it meant, and I was like,
Well, what's she actually doing, dude?
Uh-oh. What? I don't know, she was probably, like, vaping.
Vaping in kindergarten?
Okay. Okay, maybe not. I don't know, she was probably just on her phone.
Kindergarten?
She probably was taking a snooze.
She probably just did what I did.
Oh wait, no!
Boring
and uninteresting, but she like threw up in the bathroom, so she went to the nurse and didn't tell anybody. I think that's what happened.
She's like, I'll take the blame for that one.
I'll take the blame for that one.
She came back and like, you're like, dude, I was told.
Yeah, I'm like, what is
you like, I
so if you actually were gonna be bad,
there you are. What's that? I didn't catch it.
And then everybody in the class is still like, dude, I don't know what that
means. I'm gonna tell everybody. You know,
you guys have anything home. Else? Definitely.
And it's one of the kids.
Another student masturbating in the bathroom today.
She's probably so disappointed.
She's like,
that I even knew that word existed.
She's like, wow.
So,
kids' parents really bring it down. It's bad.
So that kind of reminds me of something else that happened. Now, this wasn't me. This was like my best friend. It's very similar. He didn't use big words, but he was doing like a presentation. And he had to say the word organism, but he accidentally said orgasm. It was like third grade. He's like, yeah, so all of these orgasms.
Oh, at this point in time.
Anybody out there, get that rider a saucer of milk,
because the lizard like kitty cat. Yeah, listen. Oh, I have an embarrassing story about third grade. So, we used to go outside, it's like we had like a recess one day, and we were going outside. Couple feet behind us, and our teacher didn't say anything, nobody in the class said anything. They turned back and went back into the class. Oh, we went out. Outside of the breach, like to the playground. And we were so embarrassed.
I think I had a similar thing to me happen to like that in third grade. Like, yeah, like we were on recess and I was like, we were outside. I didn't hear the whistle blow. And I was sitting on like the drum looking, and then I'm like looking around, nobody's around. I'm like, they what? And then I look at the lines and I'm like, oh shit, we were supposed to go up. And I felt so bad. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Kind of reminds me of something I did too. Except this one was like really recent actually. Oh well. At the very end of 8th grade year, okay? We went on like a field trip, right?
Yeah.
Like a big museum though, and we separated like all like the classes into like different groups and stuff, right? And I heard the word lunchtime for one of the groups, and I was like, okay, let's go find the cafe, because I was taking lunch. And we went to the cafe like a half hour before our group was supposed to. And yeah, we just stayed in the cafe, and then our group came in and was like, buddy, you missed out like a half an hour of stuff.
Like,
my bad.
Whoa, wait, cafe.
That teacher didn't really care at all. He was like,
cafe, like the funny Among Us.
was actually embarrassed by that.
You probably thought that's hilarious.
I'll take the blame for it.
I'll take the blame for now.
I'll take the blame for now. Because all my friends were like, no, we should stay with our group. And I was like, I want to go to the cafeteria. I don't care. I'm going to the cafeteria. They're like, okay, I guess I'm going.
They're like, I'm Kentucky, buddy, but whatever.
They're like,
we're literally supposed to
get out
and
go
off, I guess.
But go off, buddy. Again, I probably do, but I don't remember any right now. Sorry. This wasn't really embarrassing. Here's a comical.
I got secondhand embarrassment for this point,
though.
So.
I got secondhand embarrassment.
No, one time in 4th grade. 4th grade
or something? I'm clipping this part, okay? So, one time in 4th grade, it's an art class, okay? So all of us were sitting on the floor in the front, choosing what that's supposed to do. And I farted like really loud. Now, that itself wasn't that funny. Okay? However,
yeah,
everybody looked in behind them, and they thought it was me. But I pranked them all by looking behind me and looking at this other guy, pretending like he was in me. Now he was like, it's like funny. It wasn't me. He was like, and I was like. Well, I didn't want to be like, yup, it's you too. So I said to him, like, not at the top.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm pretty sure it was you. I mean, who else would it be, right? and then I was like, it's definitely you. It was not me who farted. And then there's this one guy in front of me who looked behind me, right? And he was like, buddy, I know for a damn fact that it was not you, okay? I know you would never do that, okay? You would never do that. It was definitely the other guy. And I was just baffled. I was like, what do you mean? I would never do that. Yep. Yep. Zero chance you're gonna catch me.
I lack a bravery department.
Ben does not do that bodily. And pumpkin.
And that's about it. I mean, and I was, wasn't me.
When it was me, by the way.
Wait, you didn't even know that guy knew that? Yeah.
He's like Derek. Would never do
stop.
Yeah. That's the man. Straight up win. What?
Just because of you.
Yeah, you. What? That guy probably like went home and like screaming on the bus. He's like,
I did not fart anyone, baby. Wait,
you did
not know. What a result!
You know those TikToks of like that emo kid? He's like, when will the pain stop? You know what I mean? He definitely made some of those TikToks.
He was like original.
He definitely is that kid who like screamed.
Yeah. He's like, I loved her.
That's him. That's the young man.
But yeah, that's my story. I have so many stories.
Like, why did that guy like protect you on?
I don't know. He just really did not think it was me. He was like,
there's no chance it was Derek Powell.
There is no way.
That was not Derek Powell. Zero chance.
I would just like to say he didn't actually say that. It was like bullshit. Would have gotten like sued by the teacher.
Sued.
Bro, in my school, if you like accidentally said a curse word, dude, they'd like suspend you. Dude, bad. They'd like give you like a Sunday school. Bad. I never started cursing until middle school because in elementary school they would like
I started cursing in like fourth grade because like my friends started to do it, and every time I did it, I got like so scared. I'm like, I hope nobody heard that.
I've never been the one to like curse a lot. You know?
I mean.
I started doing it in second grade. I'm just joking. Okay, I'm just doing it now. It's definitely a middle school thing.
I would always accidentally say it in like
a. Like, I would never say it at school, although I would say them at home sometimes.
I'll be honest.
Like I kindergarten, I remember because I heard my parents saying it, and I remember when I said it one time, they got mad at me, so I'm like, oh, okay, so I can't say that in front of them. Okay. So. But that's what I do. Okay, here's my master plan, okay? When my mom told me to do something and I didn't want to do it, I would turn around into the corner and go, God damn it, and turn back around.
He's like, oh, Danny, why did you just turn your back at me? You're
like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Julie.
I'm up and away!
So when did you get a nose ring?
Help!
How old were you when you got your nose ring?
You have a nose ring?
No, I do not. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
I'm gonna speak because I'm nosy. Oh, it's a full-on dude ranch. Him and I go way back.
Okay, hold on.
So, what are your guys' on dude ranch?
I don't know.
Got his on like 1995.
I just thought of a three, like, non.
An offensive talk?
So,
yes.
Yeah. Not at
all. Okay.
So,
what are your guys' stands?
That's my bad.
I'm guessing Chesar Cat. Here's continue.
Alright. So what are your guys' stances on the socio-political war going on in the proxy wars? What is your guys' stance on the socio-political proxy war happening in Iran?
Yeah, that's for sure.
So yeah, next topic.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to talk about.
There's a socio-political proxy war.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's rough. But anyway, that's the dog.
Anyway.
I mean, if you're born in Iran, that's like a weird thing, like, for life.
Hey.
No, that's not like, but I'm just saying, you know, there's like a lot of guns.
Okay. So what do you guys think about the MatPat video from a while ago where he said, I just simultaneously whipped in Maine?
Personally?
It's not fucking MatPat.
What?
Okay. But he said, I
simultaneously.
It's an inside joke where they think it's hilarious to talk about. All of us think it's hilarious to talk about. But it's half the
world. For Lauren.
And that is why we named this podcast the Neon Cast of Lore.
That is why you named it that. I hate him.
Or like,
well, there's like two types of them, you know?
Yeah.
There's like the J Station and NNA Productions and all of them.
Yeah, there's like.
Then there's like.
And there's clickbait YouTubers.
Like Exides,
like,
you know? Not Exides. Exility. Like
Exility. Yeah.
And Pro.
Oh, no. Bro, I used to watch Pro.
I used to watch him when he made COD videos, and then he started doing like.
Then he stopped. Then he's like, by the way, guys, just so you know, I'm colorblind, and it's hilarious.
And he, by the way, it cuts all that.
Yeah.
See red, the glistening stuff. Blue, the.
Yeah. it.
Yeah, like, you guys better hope you've not seen War 2. Your turns, let's just say. It's gonna be bad for you.
Why?
I hate them. And then they always have the free gift card giveaway.
Or a quote.
Oh, shoot. Train. Did he do that?
Who did? I never watched Top Train. Yeah, his account got banned and then he created another one called like Top 10. And then that also got banned. Or something like that. I know that he was like spreading like lies about other people. Not really, best friends.
Help! Please, no!
I mean, back then was better than like the current thing. I mean, all we had to worry about was clipping YouTubers. And we got like every other YouTuber coming out as like a pedophile.
Yeah.
Pyrocynical.
Okay, I just want to say, Kiwi was outed as a pedophile 4 years ago, and I was never notified of him.
I used to love 1% Kiwi. 1%.
Red
Kiwi. 1% Kiwi. He liked left 1%. Actually, I just said I feel bad. I don't feel bad, actually.
Yeah. the guys were like, oh yeah, you did that. Beat. You know?
It's pyrocynical. I still don't know about the pyrocynical one. Because he said he didn't know the age, but there's proof he did. There's also a lot of proof that he did. So I don't know how to feel about that. The reason I'm so hesitant in... Only reason I'm so hesitant about like the pyrocynical system. Do you guys remember what happened to like Slad though? So, I used to watch Slazo a lot at like that kind of content. There was this YouTuber named Slazo. And then his girlfriend called him out for being like a pedo or something. No, not being a pedo, but like sexually like harassing her. And then he used them out, including like his best friend. Or something like that. And then it just turned out that he just did it. And then his like entire YouTube was like went downhill from there, just on the back line.
I remember that Tom Syndicate got called out though. Apparently like he raped her.
Personally?
No!
Okay, continue.
This one girl, like, called out him for being a rapist. And then he's like, no, literally I can show you that you were, like, okay with it, buddy. You just didn't do it. So that girl's a snake. It's the best.
Hail the fall second.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys watched this about this. One girl, I'm just saying like 2017. She accused, and like turns out that it wasn't true. And then his YouTube group just kind of went downhill. Like he hasn't been the same.
Yeah, I never really watched Tobuscus anyways. So
yeah, not caught up in my
like Tobuscus. He's very loud, but.
The greatest YouTuber of all time. At least Minecraft YouTuber. Popular MMOs. All I'm saying.
Oh.
All I'm saying. Popular MMOs, he's the GOAT. And then Jen broke up with him and I was heartbroken.
Bro, when I found out they got divorced, dude.
Yeah.
My mental
good,
state took a toll. It's bad.
It's been embarrassing a long time.
But they were like okay with it. I just cannot imagine making YouTube videos with somebody who's got divorced. That'd be so awkward. You know? Welcome back to the
movie. Hey, I hate him. I'll play on the most recent channel.
He used to be my favorite.
I personally didn't know what MMO was a lot.
What I used to do with Dan TDM is all of my Dan TDMs are like want to watch Dan TDM, but I just never really liked him, so I'd like force myself to watch him.
I'm like, it's terrible content.
I still try to watch him. I never really liked him.
His world is amazing, dude. It's embarrassing how much time he had on.
His recording setup was in like a closet. Remember that?
Oh.
Bro, skipping long notes. Yeah.
I remember. He had a Minecraft Xbox One edition and he didn't even know what it was.
I thought it was hilarious.
I never watched it. Only time I'd ever watch him is if when he like played with the other guy, the squid guy. Cause I really liked the squid guy. Yeah, I really liked him, so I'd watch him if he played with him. I never watched his like lovely world.
Also, I never watched him ever.
Yeah, I never did either.
I watched like everyone in it besides him. Because he's not pretty funny.
Yeah, I never thought he was that funny either. When he left, I was like,
I used to watch back. Back in the day when he first came to the live.
Remember when he did like the meme streams? I tuned into one of those before and I was like, this is extremely unfunny and it was very terrible and I never watched it. And he was a pedophile and I was like, oh, alright.
Yeah, I always watched this.
I like Torso. I heard it used to be him and
I really thought Lee Calibur was hilarious. That's
cool. Oh, and Terrorizer. I still think it was hilarious when he did his Arnold Schwarzenegger. I still watch Terrorizer to this day.
Help! Please!
I mean, like he cares. He's super tall about it.
That's the reason I like Terrorizer a lot, because he would always like rage at video games too.
Wow, okay. I'm gonna do this. Alright.
Can you move a little closer to your mic?
guys again. And probably do some hides. Okay, but you have to play Apex.
Yeah, it's not the worst.
It's up there.
Oh, yeah. Fortnite's pretty bad.
Oh, by the way, Solar takes one video stream to come out soon.
You recorded it once, I mean.
Move a little closer, you might.
Yeah. Because we couldn't think of anything else for him to record. Because you gotta remember that my internet's terrible. So he tried to do Warzone, but like, he was about to lose it if he tried to do it at the same moment.
New video coming out soon of us doing the new hide.
No.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Yeah, not with Donny though. We don't like that.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, cool.
I think this one calls for some air guitar celebrations.
Yeah, we're solid are getting good on that. Because, like, just going to the island.
Back in the day, when we did, like, Doomsday Heist and stuff, we used to play with Donnie, right? And he would always unintentionally kill himself over and over.
Listen,
it would take
listen,
us years to finish.
Listen,
I
can
surprise
you
right there. And I didn't have to go
look. That casino should have bulletproof glass everywhere, not in this one. Well, what's the point of that? One guy, that guy, he's gonna be in the line. These other guys, yeah, they deserve
that. It reminds me of something. Is this one time? It took us like a while to complete Super Diamond Heist, and we finally got to the very end. And I got there before you.
Yeah.
And I stole them by your scar and drove it into the water and they died. They were pissed too. They were so mad. They were like crazy. For good reason too. I did drive them by your scar into the water. But I'm okay with that.
That'll be a good.
Yeah, it is.
Damn.
Solid,
the two sectors.
But he's gonna leave.
It's mad.
If Derek does insert anything here, I'm leaving you.
That's on God.
That's not his smart.
Yeah, that's the legit. And that's on science. Great. No!
You got him mad. What's one more topic?
One more topic before this one.
Yeah.
Oh, I know about having an embarrassment.
Oh, I see.
I don't even have a secret to tell y'all.
1,000 hours.
Because
of... I feel bad. By the way, I don't know how I just keep doing it. And now I'm elevating it.
Still baffled about the fact that you're playing Ghost Simulator.
Wait, what? No, the bike disappeared, dude. That's the only way to get on your map. Eat my life.
Oh shoot, there's a simulator.
This is the first of its kind, so if you win, the limelight's all on you.
Any other topic?
Salomon's mixing things up here with the blood.
My favorite Among Us.
Asteroids! Asteroids all the way!
Definitely Why? Not asteroids.
Buddy, dude, people need to start speedrunning and go simulator. Like, there's so many glitches that'll help you save time. It's embarrassing.
But, why do you like asteroids so much?
Why do I like asteroids so much?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
What about you, Danky?
I like to do the 023.
That one's pretty good.
The noises.
And actually, I will say this. On Nintendo Switch, the node is just way more fun.
Why is that?
Because I can actually do the node on the Nintendo Switch.
Speedrun it, so I always forget.
Yeah. Also, the admin card swipe is also really easy on the Nintendo Switch.
For real?
It's embarrassing. Wait, guys. Which is your favorite Pokemon?
From what generation? Or is that not my favorite?
Just the whole time. The whole time. I swear to God, if either of you say Charizard, I'm gonna get.
Hold on.
We should do it by generation.
Okay, generation. I'm not caught up with my Pokemon generation lore, so you're gonna have to help me out here.
Okay, let's just go Gen 1, okay?
Gen 1?
Pokemon Red and Blue.
Blastoise.
Blastoise, is that what you said?
Yeah, Blastoise is hilarious.
Vulpix, okay.
Vulpix,
I really like
them. It's like the gold.
Oh, yeah,
they're. Yeah. I think you. Because he. That reminds me of playing Pokemon, but I never did you, whatever.
Yeah.
So, Pokemon is. Slowpoke.
I don't know much about gold and silver, by the
way. Oh, you never played gold and silver that much?
Oh, not
what about
much,
you?
No.
Thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. Soul Silver.
Wait. Actually, probably, shoot, what is his name? The Fire Starter in that one?
Cyndaquil?
Yeah, Cyndaquil is pretty cool. That's all I know, though.
I like his second, I think it was like Quilava or something like that. I really liked him, he was dope. He might be my favorite.
Okay, I know my favorite
Gen
for Gen 3.
3, okay.
Gen 3 is Ruby, correct?
And Sapphire.
Ruby and Sapphire? Well,
and Emerald. Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald.
Duskull. Duskull.
Oh, I thought you said Diesel. I was like, your dog?
No, Diesel isn't a Pokemon.
Zigzagoon's pretty hilarious, but I think my favorite from there might be the, I had to pick another starter, but, Torchic and Blaziken are... And Blaziken's a badass.
Also, Poochyena, or whatever it is, it's kinda cool.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's the,
What about you, Danke?
What gen was it? I wasn't paying attention.
Three.
Gen 3?
Didn't Sableye? I think he was Gen 3. I really like Sableye. I use him all the time on my team. He wasn't even that good, I just know he was dope.
So what about you, Jacob? I had to pick out a very stereotypical one, but Rayquaza. He was my favorite for a hot minute.
Rayquaza's dope. Yeah, he's the big dragon. Yeah, dude.
You better.
I like the. Oh, shoot, what was the name?
Oh, Dragonite's pretty hilarious.
Dude, like. He had, like, that act in the middle. Name. He was a
Say that again?
He was a big guy. And has, like, X in the middle of the face. He has.
Haxorus?
Go Pokemon.
Can you describe him one more time?
Evolution of something. The last evolution.
Are you talking about, is it like the Oh my god. I know what you're talking about, I think. Are you thinking of Bisharp, maybe?
That's not right.
Not Bisharp.
Meta.
The only things I can think about with axes on their head is Bisharp, Haxorus.
I gotta look
this
up.
Is it coughing? I didn't think so, but I figured I'd ask.
Steel. I think Bisharp is steel. I'm not caught up with my.
Oh, Metagross.
Oh, Metagross.
He doesn't.
I have a pretty cool card of him.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, you do. Gen 4 is pretty obvious who's the best one.
Piplup.
Piplup, definitely. Definitely Piplup and.
Land of Adventure and.
Yeah. All the Piplups, the entire Piplup chain.
Gen 4 lore.
All of the legendaries are cool. Obviously, the best one was,
Darkrai in that one, or am I.
Oh, yeah, he's in Mythic. Darkrai's dope, too.
Oh, yeah, Darkrai.
Yeah. You know, like Dialga and Palkia are pretty. Don't get me wrong, they're really cool Gen 4. They're not even come close to you. Giratina is hilarious. In my opinion, he's the best legendary of all time. Especially if it's a flying one.
All right. Okay, Gen. Five is Gen 5.
Gen 5, that's black and white.
Probably.
What?
Okay, one second, what? I don't know much about. Wait,
can you come close?
Black and.
I think Gen 5. Yeah.
And black
one.
One.
Two and white two.
No, wait.
It's like Tepig.
Is it Diamond and Pearl that has Snivy, or is it.
Yeah, it's definitely the starter.
I would say.
It's pretty adorable, but I don't like his evolutions though, that's the thing.
Yeah, Tepig is good, but like Ebor and whatever the pants here thing, they're terrible. I'm pretty confident Big Teeny was in that game, and Big Teeny for a little bit there was definitely my favorite.
Throw and sock those the running blue.
Oh! Yeah. I don't like that. Charmander is in that game, I'm pretty sure.
Also.
Charmander in the monkey?
I know who you're talking about.
I like Galarian.
Yeah, Galarian or Charmander is pretty fun. Didn't you nickname yours like
what about. Gen 6 time!
Isn't that X and Y?
I don't know much about it.
I
only know the starters. I know the starters, and that's about it. So I might just have to go with Greninja.
Yes.
It's Greninja, I forget the blank. I think it's like Chespin or something. And it's Fennec.
Oh, X and Y has a hand charm or whatever it is. Oh, it's on Dragonite. Yeah, Dragonite's pretty interesting.
I had to look it up, by the way.
My action. Oh. She's the...
And one. I don't know why.
The what?
That.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That little panda dude.
Panda dude.
I'm pretty sure Sylveon originated. I like all these evolutions.
I personally think of the Dead cartoon. I don't know why.
I never watched too many of the cartoons. I watched, like, the original cartoon. That's about it. Not that much of it either. It was hilarious, though.
So, gems.
I know. Just about zero. Yeah, I know the legendaries and the starters.
Sungaleo. Oh, that's pretty cool. I like Mama. Sungaleo isn't that cool.
I like Rowlet's evolution. I always forget the name. Rowlet's evolution.
I know a lot.
I didn't play any of it.
Sword and Shield is, well, obviously just because my all-time favorite.
Gen
8. There was this one Galarian Pokemon that I placed it.
Mine might just have to be Galarian Darmanitan.
I kind of complain it. Figure out why.
Yeah. Gen 8. I like the Corviknight. So.
My Corviknight stuff. I also like I like Skullgirl.
Didn't Toxtricity. You know him, I guess. I think he's.
Oh yeah, Toxtricity.
Yeah, he's definitely my favorite.
Toxel is so like adorable, and Toxtricity is just dope.
My number one. It's probably just kind of have to be
Mine okay. Actually might have to be the thing. It's just me.
Mine? Piplup is tied with Pino.
Alright. I don't know why you got Piplup so much. I have no problem with the jump.
Yikes.
Mine was Torchic. I need to look. Torchic's a good one. He's probably one of my favorite songs.
Emerald is the first Pokemon game ever.
It's not. It's because Derek had an emulator on his tablet and I thought it was the coolest thing.
My other one would be on Dark Cutter.
When, just go away.
The apple's brain dead.
Look at my... Clank.
Now what's the best Pokemon game of all time?
Best Pokemon. You know what? I thought I was gonna turn to a great, but... I actually took the camera, so... The only Pokemon game I've ever beat was Sword and Shield. Sword and Shield, yeah, that's
the only one you've ever beat.
Pokemon game of life.
What?
Offer a drive. Oh, Hatter.
that might be like Ruby.
Yeah, I like
Ruby. Simple one, yeah.
Everybody says like Soul Silver.
Yeah.
And, like, that. Everybody says like that's like usually the basic favorite. Either that or like red and blue.
Yeah.
Personally, I gotta go with Platinum. Platinum's my favorite.
Actually, one of my favorite Galarian Pokemon might have to be Galarian Zigzagoon. Still.
Yeah.
And Obstagoon is also dope.
Yeah.
I don't like his final
one. Also, another one of my up there top Pokemon is probably like Lucario.
Oh, I bet that was Lucario.
Lucario's dope. There was one of those things that was... Oh,
I like Mew.
Ponyta?
I don't think I've seen that one yet.
Well, that one's dope. Also, I don't know what.
Oh, is it the fairy type one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's dope. I like the regular Ponyta, too.
Also, shoot, what's his name? Ice Goo or whatever? The pink? Yeah, dude, oh, he's dead.
I like that.
I also
too bad it's a shield exclusive.
What's that big, little guy, if you know him?
Yeah,
it's a cool.
Who?
Flapple. He evolves from the dragon type.
The dragon type what?
It's a dragon. Apple.
Oh, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I really like the, island. It's a ghost.
Dragapult.
He was pretty good too.
Okay. Obviously, it's not cool. Mudsdale is embarrassing. The horse. For some reason, they're just so good. Bad.
Definitely didn't urge it.
Also, I like Berserker. Which is the evolution of Meowth.
Yeah.
Glaring Meowth. Yeah, he's pretty dope.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Didn't Mudsdale... I know he was
pretty... I know he's in Jump.
Emerald.
Oh, he was?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know if that's when he started. Because I was actually Emerald again recently.
Mudbray, for example. Hatterene or whatever it is. You know that, like, that fairy psychic Pokemon? Like, really tall.
Yeah.
G-Max. Yeah, that. Instead. I'm honestly creamy, though, that G-Max all creamy. I really didn't want it. Cool one in, another two in Shield is. Brutal. I don't know his name. He's the Titan type. A steel dragon who looks like a tower. This G Max literally has a tower. He's dope. I cannot read his name. Duraludon?
Oh, I'm dead wrong. Mudsdale originated in Sun and Moon.
So I was right about it originating.
So who did I? I could have sworn I got a Mudsdale.
You probably saw a similar.
It might have been a modded.
Could be modded.
Because it's on an emulator, so special ones have all the Pokemon.
Oh, so I just want to say, Eternatus, it kind of. It killed me. Eternatus, this is pretty dumb.
I think we should end the live stream right here. No clue what you said.
He said, I think you're still here.
So, thank you for watching the second Neon Cast. If y'all enjoy, do you guys want to say
my goodbye is a goodbye and subscribe to Dynamite, by the way. are back.